está en el aire. Mejores momentos. Everis Energy Internal Digital Conference.
Gracias a todos por seguir con nosotros y bienvenidos a los que recién se unen a este Everis Digital Conference. Me honra recibir al señor Kazuhiro Gomi, quien es CEO para NTT Research. El señor Gomi ha colaborado con el grupo NTT por más de 30 años y ha estado involucrado en diversos proyectos de Product Management y Product Development. En septiembre del 2009 fue incluido en la lista de los 100 ejecutivos más poderosos e influencers del sector Global Telecom, además de pertenecer al Board de Directores de NTT Communications desde el 2012 y hasta el 2019. El señor Gomi es además un gran aficionado del soccer. Mr. Gomi, please go ahead. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you very much for your introduction. Hello, everyone. My name is Kazu Gomi. I'm the CEO of a company called NTT Research. For the next 30 minutes or so, what I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to do is to talk about this R&D stories of NTT. More specifically, I'm going to talk about this, basically my company, NTT Research. This group is focusing on the basic research. Some of you may or may not have heard about NTT's big R&D team. 5,500 R&D professionals. Then I think one of the sticking out points is that second from the bottom, $3.6 billion investment to R&D each year as a NTT group wide perspective. So a lot of money we spend for a lot of different things. And then just to give you a sense, so what's that all the R&D that NTT has done? What kind of product that we have created over the years. So these are the three inventions, I should say, that the NTT R&D has created. And then these three are recognized as that the milestone inventions defined by that association called IEEE. So those are the three. Quickly from the left to the right, line spectrum pair. This is basically the very basics of the voice coding technology. Pretty much all of that, the cell phone that you use, we currently use this technology to compress the voice. Second one in the middle is that production technology for that the high quality optical fiber. And then the third, and of course the optical fiber is the backbone of that the current network systems around the world. And the third one, in the contrary to the first two, we don't use it very much, but NTT has contributed quite a bit to define the standardization of a Group 3 facsimile machine, fax machine. Anyway, so these are the three monumental, so to speak, that the NTT R&D, but we have a long history of R&D. A lot of people, a lot of money is being spent. I'm leading NTT Research. This team was created about a year ago, in July in 2019, in Silicon Valley, California. But basically, take that all the assets from NTT Group, NTT Corporations, and I wanted to create, as I mentioned, the basic research, not so much tied into the product roadmap for the next year or next 2 years or anything like that. We are going to create and work on that the basic research that will fundamentally change our way of life, way of business for the next 5 years or 10 years down the road. So that's the group that I am from, basically. So what exactly those basic research that we are working on? Currently, we have three focus area. First one is the physics and the informatics, and the second one's cryptography and the information security, and the third one is medical and health informatics. So let me just dive into those three. But before doing that, to do those fundamental researches, that requires a lot of specialty and expertise and focus groups. So currently we have about 40 specialized researchers in our team. And these are the kind of some of the names and the number of researchers working for NTT Research I'm kind of showing you in the slide. So as you see that in three labs, up to 13 or smaller one is still five, but a lot of those number of researchers are working, started to work in this theme. As you can see here, pretty much everyone in my team is a PhD or medical doctors or all those, basically everyone is doctor, pretty much except me, kind of thing. I want you to remember that there is such a very smart team within NTT Group, basically within your reach, working in those theme. All right, so let's dive into it. First one is about the quantum computing. Quantum computer is kind of like a buzzword over the last couple of years, but probably not many people actually didn't know exactly what that means. I give you a quick tutorial and NTT's approach towards it using the next couple of slides. This slide you are seeing is very basics of quantum computing versus that the classical computer. The classical computer, what I mean by that is that, including the supercomputer that exists today, but also that the computer you use on your through the form of your laptop or smartphone, whatever it is. When you think of over the last 20, 30 years of development of the computer, yeah, we got so much power, so much capacities on the classical, today's computer. So you feel like you can do everything you want, you can think of. However, there are many problems, so many questions that we want to solve, but using a conventional today's technology, there are many very complex problem, and which may take years to find the question and find the solutions. Quantum computer is good, or quantum computer is developed towards kind of gears towards those very complex problem. And of course, that using a quantum computer, you can resolve those issues much quicker. That's the whole purpose of it. And how much quicker? Here's that give you a sense. Some of the problem. I can show you what those problems are, but in a classical computer, it takes years to solve the problem. But for the same problem, if quantum computer is available, you can solve the same problem in seconds. So years become seconds. So that's the kind of magnitude of difference that we are facing at. Well, when you talk about quantum computers, within quantum computer, there are couple different approach, but right now you can sum up, to make the long story short, you can sum up to two different approach summarized in this table. Quantum gate on the right hand side versus a quantum annealing. NTT's approach is this quantum annealing technology. Quantum gate is that companies like IBM, Google is going after this route, quantum gate. And NTT's approach is quantum annealing. There are many, many explanations, and you can go deep dive pretty much all day long. But to make the long story short, that the quantum gate is the ideal machine for the quantum computers. And you can create the general purpose computers that we all know of. But there's a big problem. It's so sensitive, meaning it's prone to noise. If there is a small noise, it basically breaks and then you cannot do anything. So it is everybody who knows about this technology thinks that it will take another probably, some people say 10 years, but some other people say it will take 30 years before this machine will become available in commercial basis. It's great once you get it, but nobody knows how to make it work. Quantum annealing compared to quantum gate is that one of the biggest merit is that it's much more robust against noise, and it works on the room temperature. That is a big advantage. However, this advantage is that you cannot use it to any single problems in the world. It only works for that what we call combinatorial optimization problem. It's very complex problem and then trying to find the optimal answer to it. But it sounds like it's a smaller kind of spectrum of problem this machine can address. But in reality, I believe that's good enough. And there are so many issues that we can resolve by if you can make this system possible. So what do you mean by combinatorial optimization problems that I'm talking about? There are many, but there are, I just pointed out four. So what this means is that basically there are many. Good example is this perhaps this lead optimizations. This is very relevant to that the current world we are living right now. This is that for the drug discovery. Try to create this. For example, COVID-19. You need a new vaccines. How soon can you find those vaccines? What the scientists and the biologists are doing is that they're trying to find the right shape of drugs fit into the shape of that the viruses. You can find the right shape of drug that will basically stifle that the viruses to create more the cells. So that's basically, there are many other aspects, but that's one of the big kind of underlining problem we people are facing that. But the problem is there are so many different shapes and then of the vaccines, and then that for the to create the drugs, there are many ways to create the shapes, and then as you can imagine, those things can turn. So three-dimensionally, you can just find the best shape to fit into the viruses. So there are billions and billions of possibilities that the people are facing that, which and people don't know which works. With this machine, something you can do is out of the so billions of potential, you can definitely get probably not the best one, but you can get the best 100. That will, as you can imagine, solve a lot of issues and that will expedite this drug development process dramatically. Well, we are not there yet, so we cannot contribute to the COVID-19 yet, but if a COVID-29, if happens, maybe we can apply this machine for that. Basically, that's the thing, that there are many potential, there are many parameters, and you want to find the optimal solutions. That's basically the combinatorial optimization problem. So another, perhaps the easier, maybe more intuitive problem is that logistics. So for example, If bad weather happens in São Paulo area and all the airlines have to shut down and all the flights has to be shut down. Now, how do we restart the airplanes? Now, everybody's kind of sort of know based upon the past variants and they know what to do. And then, so people start flying when the weather gets better. But is that the best solution or not? Nobody actually knows, based upon some experience and all that. Now, using this machine, you should be able to tell that depending upon where the aircraft is sitting or what, you can find the best way to restart and then get back to that the normal course of schedule, and so on and so forth. So there are many other applications. I don't have time to go deep, but that's the type of problem quantum computer can address, and then change once if this is done, that can change the world quite a bit. Next slide, please. So right now with NTT Research, we are, like I showed you in an earlier slide, about 12 researchers, 12 PhDs are working on this. So we have, since last year, we have quickly created partnerships with major universities around the world. And right now you see a lot of names, MITs or Stanford or those big names here. We have created this research partnership with these players. So that's what we are working on. So that's the quantum computer stories that I wanted to share. I would like to talk a little bit about the cryptography. When you talk about encryption, we have a lot of interesting potentials to make this encryption to the next level. And then to make the long story short, we are facing this problem right now. Of course, we are, more and more societies are connected, connected car, connected house and everything, which is great. And then you can create all different kind of digital applications and so on and so forth. That's great. But on the flip side of the coin, we all worry about the privacy and security. You want to hide the information, and then that kind of sort of defeat the whole purpose of a connected society. So encryption is playing a very important role here. Other information you want to share so that you can create the better applications and better, basically, life. So today's encryption that everybody knows of, either you hide all the informations or you show all the informations. But in reality, in a normal course of actions that you want to hide, well, depending upon the person you talk with, you share the information with, you want to share part of the information, and then that part of the information is different depending upon who you are talking with. So if you have some base data, a lot of information is in there, but if you want to show it to the clinical analysis, assuming this base data includes some medical information and financial information, if you want to show it to the clinical analysis, obviously you need to show the clinical related information only, no other information. And if it's a financial analysis, you know, you want to show the different information. So using this advanced cryptography called functional encryption, more specifically, we call it attribute-based encryption, you can do this. And then by basically giving a different type of key to different people, they can access to a different part of the information on the same file. A lot of smart people working on this. And then there, one of the dream is called obfuscated program, as you see on this page. What that really means is that you can just encrypt that the whole software program. No one can understand what's going on. Just reading the code and everything, no one can understand what's going on. But that works as a program. If you get the X input and the Y output as you wish to, but no one X other than you understand what's going on in the program. Once this is done, you can get any encryptions as you can imagine. So this is, the obfuscation is still years away, but the attribute-based encryption is theoretically proven, and then the NTT owns all of the patent and some of the key software. So we can start that business development. And I'm kind of expecting market around the medical applications and so on and so forth. Something I want to highlight, don't hang up on too much of the numbers here, but we have about, I think, 13 researchers working on this lab today, particularly in this group for the encryption technology basic research. I think we are the world leading the class of people within this lab. So this is something we call a biodigital twin. That's what our goal from this team. We want to create the digital twin, the electric replica of yourself in the computer system, basically. And then by doing so, physicians and medical doctors can do a lot of things, like you can predict when you get sick or when you want to prescribe a new drug. Instead of prescribing it to you, you can prescribe it to your digital twin and then see what happens, if it works or not. So those are the vision we have, and the researchers have started working on a thing called cardiovascular biodigital twin. What that means is basically, this is a very big agenda, big theme, but we're starting from heart, creating a digital twin of the heart. That's what the team is starting on the research activities. So those are the three labs under NTT Research. And then back to the big NTT R&D agenda of 5,500 researchers around the world are working on, is that the thing called IWON. I don't know if you have heard of it. This will become a big word. Innovative optical wireless network. That's the thing we are working on. And then those three themes that I explained to you earlier fits into those big IWON 2030 objectives. Again, I want you to be aware that there is a group within NTT, your brothers and sisters, in Silicon Valley, California. And then here's my suggestions, how to engage us to you and then to your clients. Basically, there are two ways. One is that I think certainly we can be the technology visionary. We issue that the monthly newsletters to give you what's going on. And certainly if you come to our homepage, there are many other video footage of the researchers and what's going on. So that's another good way. There are many other publications we create and so on and so forth. And then also at the end, the last line of this section, customized presentations. Actually, there are some groups in NTT Opco companies came to us and saying that, say, company X, Y, and Z, they want to hear about quantum computers, their futures. And we provide the special sessions, talk about the quantum computers and encryptions and so on and so forth. So we are definitely happy to provide you those customized presentations depending upon your clients and then their knowledge. But one thing I have to kind of give you a little bit of note is that what we do is, again, the basic research, and then we can bring in the experts, but they are really, really, really technical. Then it works very well. So what I'm kind of suggesting, if not, it sometimes doesn't go too much well. But anyway, that's how we do. And also byproduct, I mentioned, we are looking at the long-term R&D, but like attribute-based encryption I mentioned earlier using that video, there are some byproducts that we can come up with, and then that can address to the near-term market requirements. So we are definitely happy to, you know, take that to the market, to the customers, and the customers in the end, those activities are from time to time coming up. So that's it from me. Thank you very much for listening. So, obrigado, muchas gracias. Thank you.
Muchas gracias, señor Casu.
Escuchaste Mejores Momentos, Everest Energy Internal Digital Conference.